This is Send Hot Boy Sacrifices, written by Schleppard and read by Flower Parish. This is a Danny Phantom and DC crossover fic, rated for teen and up audiences, featuring the relationship Tim Drake / Danny Fenton. Summary: Danny is more than a little tired of all these sacrifices being hurled into the ghost zone from the mortal world. He's gay. If they're going to throw random mortals at him, can they at least send guys instead of women? Tim screamed from behind his gag as the cult leader, the servant of the Infinite One, seriously, who calls themselves that on purpose, grabbed Steph roughly, hauling her toward the swirling green portal floating in the middle of the warehouse. Beside him, Dick had frozen in the middle of trying to kick Jason awake, staring in horror at the scene in front of them. Jason himself was still crushing a furious Damien, tied up too tightly to wiggle out from under the unconscious vigilante. Cass and Duke were still half a continent away, and last anyone knew, Oracle had called them in before their comms were blocked. Bruce was surrounded by half the cultists, leaving him no way of wiggling out of his restraints without anyone noticing. Tim would be offended on behalf of him and his brothers if he wasn't too busy thrashing against the rope tying him, screaming into the gag, trying to get to Steph to save her before she could be sacrificed to whatever demon the cultists worshipped. "A sacrifice for the Ghost King!" screamed the servant of the Infinite One. He adjusted his hold on Steph, still unconscious from whatever had simultaneously hit her and Jason, and, without further ceremony, threw her into the spinning, puke-green portal. Dick gasped next to Tim, choking on his gag, and collapsed onto Jason, to Damien's, who still didn't know what was going on, irritated screeching. Tim froze, staring in disbelief at the portal into which Steph had disappeared. Steph, who had been with them for years, even taking up Robin when he'd had to step down, who had been his girlfriend and then his best friend, his partner in crime. Steph, who had already died once before but refused to let it stop her. There was no way she was dead, sacrificed to whatever demon the cultists worshipped. It couldn't be true. The portal, still swirling ominously, suddenly sped up. The colors bled from dark puke green to glowing, eye-searing neon green. "Finally, the king has accepted our sacrifice," the servant of the Infinite One exclaimed. Around him, the 10 or so cultists that weren't watching Batman with an eagle eye cheered. Two hugged each other, and all Tim could feel was the curling, boiling balloon of disgust expanding in his chest. They were celebrating the death of one of Gotham's vigilantes. Why was Steph's sacrifice even necessary? The cultists certainly hadn't stopped to explain themselves when taking down 6 of Gotham's strongest protectors. They had killed her, pointlessly, without even giving them a chance to fight. Steph came hurling out of the portal with a shriek of surprise, bowling over the servant of the Infinite One and knocking both of them to the floor. Before anyone could react, she climbed over the man. When had she regained consciousness? Steph was alive? And sprinted at Tim. With a maniacal grin, she declared, "The Ghost King is gay. He says send hot boy sacrifices." Over the cultists' panicked spluttering, the servant of the Infinite One's pained groans, and the startled yelling of the assorted tied-up vigilantes, she grabbed Tim and dragged him to the portal. Tim shot Steph an alarmed look. What was going on with her? But she beamed at him cheerfully. "Go get it, bestie," she cheered, ripped off his gag, and shoved him through the portal. Danny sat back down on his throne after guiding the girl, spoiler, what a strange name, back through the portal and sighed. Those cultists were obsessed with him for some reason. The last woman said the leader called himself the Servant of the Infinite One. Infinite One wasn't even one of his titles. They'd just come up with it wholesale. He was getting tired of all the poor women and girls he had to guide back to the mortal realm, especially because he couldn't just open a portal exactly to where they'd come from. There wasn't much point in sending them back into the hands of the cultists, after all. That was part of what made this newest girl so different. Once he'd woken her up, she'd been insistent on getting back to the portal she'd come through. Apparently, her friends and partners were stuck on the other side, in danger, and she needed to get back to them. "Do you need any help with them?" Danny had asked her. "It's kinda annoying, all these cultists sending random girls through portals at me like sacrifices. Like, I'm not even attracted to women, you know?" "I don't, actually. Women are great," Spoiler had said. Then she'd given him a considering look. "Wait, are you gay?" "Yeah," Danny had sighed. He'd guided her to the portal, finishing untying her hands as they went. She gave him a grateful thumbs up. "If they're going to send me people as sacrifices, can they at least send hot guys instead?" Spoiler had gotten a look in her eye, one that spoke of danger and uncontrolled chaos. Danny took an instinctual step back, reminded of Sam back when she had her arson hyperfixation. "I'll take care of it," she'd assured him, and then had leapt back through the portal before Danny could respond. Well, it was nice of her to stop the cultists for him, Danny decided. It would be good to get an end to the sacrifices that had been plaguing him for the past month, and Spoiler had certainly seemed capable of taking down the cultists, her previous capture notwithstanding. He grabbed a stack of glowing paperwork off the side table and resigned himself to doing his actual job for a few hours. Such was the price of being the Ghost King. The portal in front of him glowed bright ectoplasm green and spat out another person. That was fast. Normally there was a week or more between sacrifices. Maybe time had gone weird in the ghost zone again? Danny gratefully set down the paperwork and descended the steps, approaching the tied-up figure on the ground. It was disappointing that Spoiler hadn't managed to stop the cultists. He hoped she was okay. Maybe Danny could send Fright Night after them, really put the fear of ghosts into them. The person on the ground groaned and rolled over. "What the fucking hell just... Hello? Who the fuck are you?" "Oh shit. He's hot." The end. Authors' endnotes. Damien has literally no clue what is going on due to being crushed under Jason and facing away from the portal. Why is everyone crying? Steph, possibly high from the combination knockout gas plus forward and back through the portal plus whatever Danny did to wake her up, grabs Tim, hucks him into the portal. Go get it, bestie. Jason has been unconscious this entire time, waking to see Steph tearing through cultists that took them down earlier like they're nothing. Ow, why am I on top of Robin? Why is Steph free and yelling about homophobia? Where is Tim? What is going on? Danny did not think his throwaway line about sending dudes through the portal would actually work. Blushing emoji. Hi. Tim has no clue what's going on, knows Steph knows his type in guys, and 100% did this on purpose. Blushing emoji. Hi. The end for real. This has been potted as a summer podfix swap treat for Litra. Litra, you said that you like Danny Phantom and DC crossovers, and you recently potted one of my fics that had very similar cracky vibes, so I stumbled across this and thought you might enjoy it. I hope I was right. Happy summer swap.